The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You're watching the Paddle In Fin Podcast Network. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Podcast, presented by Big Lake Bait Company, Feel Free Kayaks, Sea, Pro Lithium, and Dubro Fishing. Raw and unfiltered. Streaming on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Bringing you gear reviews and candid interviews from the industry's best. Angler profiles, tournament news, and legendary knowledge from kayak fishing's best. Grab that cold drink and get settled in. Now here's John Rapp, our host.
Hey guys, welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. Hey, we're streaming live via Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, streaming live over at the West Virginia Kayak Anglers page here in West Virginia. But a new page that we are streaming on today will be with the guys over at TPO, True Patriot Outdoors. So guys, welcome to this show here on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Again, I'm John Rapp. So, running solo tonight. Chris had something, he had come up. He's not going to make it on here in a little bit. And I was looking at my calendar, and I've got four or five guys lined up, but they're all lined up for later in the month and at the end of February. So, you got the old man. And as you can tell, I trimmed up that beard a little bit. Don't look as all rough and mean looking and Santa Clausy looking, getting ready for that springtime look. Springtime, and man, I can't wait. So I thought we would sit down and talk a little bit about show season and getting prepped. So I have got back from the East Tennessee Fishing Show, got to spend some time down there for 5 days representing Z-Pro Lithium, had a great time hanging out with Jacob Oldenburg from Texas, the business manager of Z-Pro, and talking all things kayak fishing with the 18,000 plus that came through. We had a nice booth set up with a kayak. We had a couple of batteries displayed. Unfortunately, the ice apocalypse that happened in the South had our shipping all messed up, and we did not get all of our batteries, but we were able to talk about what we had and share with a lot of people some of the stuff that we feel like that we can bring to the kayak fishing industry. Before I go into that, I want to remind you guys, hey, if you haven't, and while you're thinking about the spring, and if you haven't already set up your schedule, make sure you keep in mind Delhalla Lake coming up real soon here at Eastport Marina. you want to make reservations on one of the houseboats down there, call to the Eastport Marina and talk to Richard DeVry. Get your appointment, get your housing set up right away. It's going to be on the houseboats on the water, Eastport Marina. And if you're wanting to fish other locations, do your research. There's campgrounds, and there's many, many marinas on that very large lake that you can go set up a camp at or stay at one of their condominiums or their log cabins or whatever they have around the lake. But we will be headquartered out of the Eastport Marina. We've been down there now. This year will make it 5 years. And just to let you know a little bit about how things operate down there for us, last year we had a payout of over $2,000 for each day for our big bass prize. That's a nice chunk of change for catching one fish. So rules and everything is already set up on Tourney X if you want to go look at it. There could be a few changes as we get more sponsors and other people, entities involved. We'll be involved with the Tennessee Bass Nation at that event. So it's going to be a group of us coming down from all over. And 18 guys came down from West Virginia last year. We hope that many of you will come down and join us. It's a great event. So let's talk about trade shows and the things that we have to, that we need to be prepared as anglers. I know a lot of you guys out there are probably involved with working with different companies that you may represent, and they may invite you to come and hang out at their booth. So make sure, you know, some of the gold rules when you're working with companies at booths is don't, let's look at some of the things, you know, make sure you know what you're talking about when it comes to the product. Because at any point in time, cameras are going to be coming around the booth and they're going to hit you up. For example, I got a couple of videos, that were done surprisingly on me, and, Jacob's like, handle it. And I'm like, yes, boss, you know, that's what you do. He was busy talking with customers about our product, and he wanted me as part of the team to, work with the interviews. So we'll show you this one here. I don't know if there's going to be any volume or not, but I was interviewed. Well, it looks like I lost it. Let's try it again here. All right, so we're back, Aaron. Cat got in my mouse, huh? Pretty cool. Anyway, well, it actually wasn't a mouse, but this carrying his babies. Point is, always be prepared when the cameras come to the booth. As you can see there, when they come to the booth, they were talking to me. I was wearing my gear. I had a shirt that showed about the company, my shirt, and then I had a hat and went on from there. So yes, Matt, I tell you, and I, you know, you guys have probably seen Matt Gibson, if you could check out his profile. And that's the other thing when you get called to the show season, as someone like Matt has been done, and then also another gentleman by the name of Greg down in Florida that actually worked the East Tennessee show, is that all these fishing shows now are starting to include kayak anglers and bringing you guys in, all of us, to talk about our aspect of the fishing industry. So You know, at the East Tennessee Show in Knoxville, Tennessee, their guest speaker was Greg Matiditis, and I know I butchered his name, from Florida. Helps run the Bass Nation series down in the southern part of Florida. But he was brought up from Tennessee as their guest speaker and spoke for 2 days. And just like our good friend Matt Gibson there, he's also already been involved in talking at a fishing show over in the Indianapolis, Indiana area. So, I mean, that stuff happens. And, you know, so know your craft, know the companies you represent, and be prepared to speak on their behalf. But never, ever overstep your bounds. Don't make promises you can't keep. So I got another video here I'm going to show you. This gentleman sent this to me. He recorded this. I don't know if this was his working video or if it was his final product. He sent it to me via text message, and I'm not sure exactly where it was loaded to, but let's take a look at how this worked out. So if you have an iPhone, guys, okay, so that was a video that was posted. I believe he said he sent it up on Instagram, but I didn't get the Instagram page, or I would have shared it with you. But one of the things, you know, again, when you're involved in the show scene, make sure that you're prepared to speak when you have the cameras roll your way, especially if someone like one of your company reps is busy trying to talk to a dealer or work a dealer deal to where they have dealers, you know, work the product, so and have the product available in your area. And that's one of the things that Z-Pro was doing coming up the East Coast, from Texas to Knoxville, as Jacob was hitting Louisiana, Georgia, Tennessee, and all those locations, talking to dealers and talking to other locations to work and see if we can gain new dealers. Matter of fact, after he left Tennessee, he headed up to Boston for this show. So if you're in the New England area, they're getting ready to have a big show up in New England starting Thursday through the weekend, I believe. Make sure you go over and go check it out. Talk to Jacob and Valber, who will be working with Jacob at that show. Yeah, so show seasons. I mean, there's so many things that you should think about. And volunteer and work with your companies. Make yourself available. I mean, I know I work and handle Feel Free Kayaks, it's promotional staff, along with Z-Pro. And we have incentives set up with our teams. So if you go do a show or work a retail show or a dealer show or go to...
Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started. Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Demo days out on the water, and they have those products there that you can talk about with anglers and show them how they work on your kayak. And it goes a long ways. A lot of people don't like to read stuff and learn stuff. And I can tell you right now, when it comes to putting stuff together here at the house, if we order something, I'm really bad about directions. My wife, Beth, has to pretty much run through all that because she can put stuff together piece by piece by directions, where I just want to grab it all, throw it out of the box, and put it together. So if you're one of those folks that likes to watch YouTube videos on how things get done, you know, make those videos for your companies so they can have those to display on the big TV at shows. And, you know, that's part of being a good pro staffer is to promote those items that those companies have you there for. That's why you're with them. So, yeah, cool. We'll take a quick break here. We'll do an angler profile. Let's let you talk here with another Z-Pro / Feel Free promotional staff member, and let him tell you a little bit about how he got into kayaking.
My favorite fishery? My favorite fisheries here in West Virginia are Stonewall Jackson Lake and Burnsville Lake. I seem to do pretty well on both of those. My favorite lake overall, though, has been Lake Murray down in South Carolina. That's been really good to me as far as the tournament scene goes. Fishing technique. That would be really anything power fishing. I think that the crankbaits seem to be what's been really good to me as well, and what I tend to start fishing with. But really anything power fishing, anything moving, anything real aggressive. I really don't like slowing down all that much. Fun fishing with someone. The people that I really love fun fishing with is Storm and Phil, and of course Bunny's along on that a lot, and now Sierra. So those are the people that I really enjoy fun fishing with. Least favorite technique would be dead sticking. Just throwing it out there and just leaving it set really drives me crazy. You know, coming from a catfishing perspective, that may seem a little strange, but man, I like moving. I like my power fishing. What I admire the most, it's really tough on the pro side of things when you look at outspoken Christians like Ott Defoe, Edwin Evers, of course, the late Aaron Martins. Those are all guys that I look up a lot to for using their platform as fishermen to make people's lives better. And on the kayak side, I'd have to say Matt Ball. I really want to spend some time with him and learn some things from him and see how that would go. So Matt Ball would be the pro kayak side that I would like to learn from. When did I learn to fish? As a kid, there's all kind of memories I had of fishing with all sorts of family members. But the thing I remember the most learning how to tie knots and everything was with my grandpa. I called him Pap, catfishing a lot during the day, during the night. But that's where I learned the most about fishing. My greatest accomplishment in kayak fishing is right here on the wall behind me. A first place finish, my first KBF Trail Series event. Won that event down at Lake Murray. And then the very following year, following that up with an eighth place finish, I think that's a pretty decent accomplishment for just being in kayak fishing for 4 years now.
So I appreciate you, Rick. Good friend and good kayak angler. Hell of a fisherman. And appreciate you doing that to me. Guys, that was my angler spotlight that I do, the Angler Spotlight Series. I would love to get with any of you out there who would love to get involved in doing a Rusty Hook Angler Spotlight. Tell us a little bit about what got you into fishing. If you're interested in that, send me a message via Facebook, and I will send you the questions. You just send me 20-second answers over video via Facebook Messenger. I'll put it together, and we'll add it to the show. Anyway, take a quick break here. And we'll be back in about 25 seconds.
Feel Free Kayaks. Paddle, pedal, or power. Something for everyone. Dubro Fishing. Marine products for fresh or saltwater adventures. Z Pro Lithium. Serious power for serious anglers. Big Lake Bait Company. Texas's number one custom soft plastics.
All right, all right. John Rapp here, Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. First half of the show has rolled. We've done an angler profile. We've talked about our tournament coming up with Paddle and Fin. And we've touched on etiquette when it comes to show season. So we're streaming live on West Virginia Kayak Anglers page, Paddle and Fin pages, some my pages on Twitch and Twitter. And we're over at TPO over in the Colorado area. So touching a little bit about everywhere right now on the online here via the Facebook webs. And want to hear from you guys about your show seasons, where you plan on going, what you're looking for. Bust out some of those comments, guys. There's several of you watching. I'd love to hear from you. Let's see what we got here. Brian Schiller. I mean, yeah, Big Daddy Brian Schiller, the Boss Daddy, Pod Daddy, Dubro Marketing Guru. Spending some time over in Las Vegas doing an archery show right now. So, you know, a lot of shows are going on. We've got fishing season and, you know, hunting season's kicking into gear too. They got their shows going on, especially on the archery side of the house, showing the products. You know, it's just now getting ready to touch into February. So, cool. Anyway. A couple other things I wanted to mention about shows, okay? I would like to see what you guys look for. I know show season's tough on people that are traveling. My buddy Jacob had a rental car, been on the road for several days, several weeks, I should say. It was good to send a few of his items home because his bag was full. Had jumped on a plane to go up to Boston, you know. But when you're at the shows, it's all about the relationships that you make with the people around you, you know. I've been going to the East Tennessee show for about eight years now. Started going back in 16 or 17, working with Frontier Outdoors. And we were very, very fortunate to be just across in the same section of the show floor with Frontier, and you know, they were very kind to us. We got a coffee pot. We had coffee access all day long. And their staff, when they ran out to grab lunch, would come over and check with us to see what we needed. So Rod, Amber Lee, Michael, all the folks there at Frontier Outdoors, our sincere appreciation for taking care of us over to Z-Pro Booth. And, you know, I mean, get to know the people working with you and around you. I came home with four brand new fishing rods from Trika Fishing. You know, a bunch of folks from up in the northern part of the nation, Wisconsin, Michigan area. And, I mean, I've never even heard of their product, at least not on the fishing side. I mean, but when I got to know them, was talking to them, you know, they were part of the hunting industry as well. And I knew about some of their products from the archery side. Got to hold their fishing poles, feel them. And that carbon fiber stuff that they have built was extremely sensitive. So I encourage you to go look at Trika Fishing. I'll pull something up here real quick, let you look at what I got from them. I made a post on my Facebook page today. And this is what I did. I got a couple of their 6'6 X3s and their 6'10 MXFs. They're mediums, fast action. But good look. I mean, extremely sweet. And what I did back in, you know, I used some Black Friday specials to get some President from reels from Fluger on Fish USA. And I grabbed a couple of those fast retrieve Cast Kings, those 10.5s that they were offering. So I paired those up. I got those things ready to roll for this spring. I'm really looking forward to getting them out. But let's see if we can pull up a page here. This is the Trika Fishing Group. And they've got quite a good following there. You can see they have 10K likes, 11K followers. And as on the post that I made, several people have been looking at them and like their products. So I just go take a look at it and see what you think. You get check and see where they're located near you. And you might be able to touch them and feel them and, you know, see what you think of them. But, I liked them. I mean, they were extremely light. I liked how they went about and showing you the performances that they built into them. They had an echo chamber in it, so it made them extremely light, and you could feel the vibrations in the echo chamber. So for guys that are, for like guy like me that likes to fish with a net head, I want to feel that bottom, and that echo chamber is really going to be something that gives me a chance to feel that thing dragging the bottom. Looking forward to really putting it to work. So, hey, look here, Michael Manning. Good to hear you from you, brother. Hope all's well in the big state of Texas. I know Michael's probably hitting the show scene down there, working with No Bad Days and all the other companies are down there. And then we got another gentleman jumping in. Got to see this man down at the East Tennessee Fishing Show, Dean Bowling. It's good to hear from you, brother. Good to see you. Shake your hand and hear good stories from you over the past several months. Man, it was good. That's the other great, great thing about show season is when you're traveling, you get to catch up with people that you've been in the industry with over the years. And I highly recommend you take advantage of show season to do that. I got to see some of my fishing team come up from Georgia, Florida, Tennessee. You go look at my Facebook page. I got about 10 to 15 people tagged that came over and said hello. And that's one of the things I love about this season. This season is, you know, up here in West Virginia or up in the northern part of the states, you know, we're not capable of getting out on the water unless we're digging a hole in ice and doing setting up a shanty and doing some ice fishing, which I have no desire to do. I'm old. I want to be in warm weather, warm water. But, it's so season's a great time to catch up with your friends and just see them face to face, drink a cup of coffee, eat a snack or a burger, or go out to dinner and catch up. And, really enjoyed meeting new folks like Larry and Mike from Trica and hanging out with them, drinking a cold beverage and eating a hot meal and hearing about their history and sharing knowledge and wisdom experiences. That's what it's all about. So take a look at those show seasons. Work with your companies and see how you can be utilized to promote them. Show season it's a good time. It can be a good time, but it can also be stressful on the companies, the marketing directors and things. So step in when you can and give them a hand when they need it. All right, guys, several of you on there. I want to hear from you. Make a comment, post something on here. Tell me what you're looking for from the shows. I mean, are you looking for deals? Are you looking for high-end equipment? Are you looking to go meet people? There's so many different ways that show season can be utilized for us as consumers and as promotional guys.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Agreed. Yeah, it is a tiring experience. I mean, I stayed at the hotel with Jacob, and it was like, who beats the other guy to sleep first, and then they got to listen to the other guy snore. So it was one of those situations for us. But it was fun, and I enjoyed it. But Greg Kuffner, I saw you out there, buddy. What are you into? Let's hear some comments from you guys. I'm running dry on thought process here. I'm getting old. I come down the stairs here a little bit ago to get to the man cave down here, and missed the four steps, so I ended up flipping down the stairs. So I'm going to have to do a little work down here. Trimmed up the old beard too, as you saw from the photos there, videos from the show. It was time. We can find a better looking host, Greg Kuffner. We can bring you on here, but we may have to adjust that camera a little bit, broaden it and widen it. The guys, kayak anglers out there everywhere. Greg is, don't ever fish against this man, because he is so much quicker on the water than you and I are. Because if that paddle's not fast enough, he'll put them size 17 feet in the water, and he'll kick those, and he'll flip, he'll have them extra flippers to get. I've seen him get up to about 4.5 mile an hour, and he wouldn't even use his paddle, it's just his feet. Hey, Matt Gibson's back. Appreciate you guys saying hello. You have a favorite show to go to? Well, yeah, and it's the East Tennessee Fishing Show, and basically I've discussed why I love going there is because is meeting the people that I see there from all over the South. And West Virginia guys, they go to that strong. We have a show at the same time here in Charleston, and quite frankly, it stinks. You know, if you, and that's the one thing I want to hear from you guys is if you go to a fishing show, what do you go for? And Greg, buddy, I cannot wait to get started this year with you and travel all over the Southeast. March is looking good. Let's do some things. I may be going to the Classic with Z-Pro, but we'll see. If not, if I don't go, maybe we can hit some places up. But, yeah, going back to Matt's question here, what's my favorite show to go to is East Tennessee, without a doubt. Maybe my second favorite is ICAST. And the reason ICAST, it's more of a dealer show, so you're seeing all the reps around the nation, all over the world, really, if we get the overseas contingent to come back. The show hasn't been quite the same post-COVID as it was pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, ICAST, you would have between, I would say, 30 to 50% of the show was the overseas contingent with the Chinese, the Japanese, Koreans, Australians, you know, they would bring their fishing wares in for us to look at here in the States and order from them to put in the stores nationwide. And that's the thing about dealer shows. The East Tennessee show is a retail show. So at the retail shows, you have stores bringing all their gear and wares to try to sell to the consumers. This show this year had more of a yard sale feel than it has in the past. But there were a lot of good products out there for you to jump on. One of the groups had some St. Croix and stuff that you buy one, get one free, things like that. And, yeah, I have to agree with Matt here. I like to see tackle and new stuff. And cold beer is also a plus. Amen to that, brother. As my good buddy, old Ryan Schiller would say, let's get two more Big Daddy. And it's the way it works, the way it rolls. Pa Daddy wants to have a good time. And, yeah, Matt, you know how it is. You cannot go anywhere during show season unless you're staying next to Waffle House with Big Daddy, Pa Daddy. Anyway, yeah. I enjoy show season for that travel aspect, getting out to meet people and seeing people and talking to people, not only other pro staff from other companies, but consumer shows. You know that when you're on a promotional staff, it's you know, at a consumer show, you're able to talk to people and present your thoughts on the product and how it works for you. When you're talking to folks, guys, you should be able to articulate and explain to them what you do with that product to make it work for you. And you might even provide them a little advice on what not to do so they don't, their learning curve is shortened from your experience. You know, that way their time is more enjoyable and then they can look at your company in a favorable light. I mean, that's what we want in the process is. Promote your product so they'll come back for more. This time of year, everybody's getting that that fishing stimulus package is getting ready to roll in, i.e. the old tax refund. And so everybody's competing to get that dollar from them. And, you know, so make sure you provide them with that type of service. I mean, it's another one of those times when you're doing show season, you know, it's getting all your gear together for the season too. That's why I showed you that guys there a little bit ago that on the Facebook page where I picked up those Trika fishing poles. because I had already bought stuff back in the fall using Black Friday, and then I was able to use the show specials to combine and have a decent setup. I'm looking forward to trying it, but it didn't cost me full retail. And we're, you know, when we're in a competitive kayak fishing scene, as several people may be, you know, if you can save $100, $150, $200, that's your entry fees for a state tournament, and it pays. It's a good chunk of one of the big three, KBF, Hobie, or Bass, to pay those entry fees. So if you can save a dollar, do it. And that's why I want to talk to you and explaining to you it's probably a good thing to sit down and research and see what fishing shows are in your area. And, you know, they got websites. They'll tell you a whole list of the vendors that will be there, and you can scan them to see if there's somebody going to be there that you want to go spend some money at or look at. So anyway, appreciate you guys spending a few hours with or some time with me tonight. I know it wasn't the normal Rusty Hook podcast. If I would have been streaming with one of my old softwares, we would have done what Randy was talking about in the past, and I would have just cold called a few of you folks to see who was online, do a little crank calling like I've done in the past. But and it hits you guys up and gets you to talk about it. But Matt, Greg, Gene, Dean, Michael, Brian, and everybody that took a moment or two to comment on here, I really appreciate it. And appreciate you helping me with tonight's show, giving me a little bit of fodder to, you know, to chat about.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
A little bit of rambling, and I apologize. I've lost my train of thought here and there, but look forward to some future episodes. Like I said, I've got we're going to bring Chris back next week. Hopefully, he's going to be back next week. But in the near future, I'll be talking to Dave Bliss from up New York. He has several ingenious things that he builds up there. He builds a seat riser kit for Feel Free Mokins. And he also is a trailer. He builds some nice trailers for kayak anglers. And I'm going to bring Greg Matt from Florida on. We'll talk about his experiences from start to finish to get where he got in the scene. And then we're going to talk to Daniel Woodcock. He's down in Georgia. He helps run Southeast Georgia Kayak Fishing League down there, kayak bass anglers. And then you guys have seen Roy Widgeon killing it here lately. Roy's running that new online USA Kayak Fishing magazine, and we're going to talk about him and see what he's got going on. And I have other people lined up. I just didn't write down, think about, but we'll be doing a little cross-posting. And you'll see a lot of stuff here on the Rusty Hook Podcast from my good friend down in North Carolina, Randy Newton. A lot of these shows are cross-posting to provide you guys with more content here over the winter. After the summertime rolls around, we all know that this stuff will be turned on the vehicles on the ride to and from. And get you to the water and back to the water from there. But thank you again for hanging out with me. John Rapp, nothing but love. Make sure this time of year you're always wearing your cold water gear so you get home safely if you take a dump. And in that process, over top of that, always, always wear your PFD. Be blessed, be safe, and I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Waypoint Podcast Network, brought to you in part by HuntStand, the number one hunting and land management app. 4 in the morning.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the sky.